I'm joined by a couple of guests now from Literacy Volunteers of Ontario Yates. Liz Searle is one of our regular guests to come on and talk about what LVOI does. Liz, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having us back.
And we're joined by one of the board members from Literacy Volunteers of Ontario Yates. Ruth Kane is here. Good morning, Ruth. How are you? Or excuse me, Ruth Kahn is here. How are you, Ruth?
I'm good. Good morning, Paul.
I was looking at some of the statistics, and either one of you can weigh in on this, on the website from this past year. And one of them was 109 tutors teaching in the last fiscal year. That is a lot of folks giving up some of their time to help others, which is really what Literacy Volunteer of Ontario Yates is all about.
That's absolutely right. You know, we're actually a pretty small organization when it comes to staff, you know, a handful of part-time staff, actually. So we rely on the volunteers who are community members and have a heart to giving back. And they volunteer as tutors and give a lot of their time and effort and care and concern for our learners. And it's the only way we're able to serve as many people as we are. And Ruth has worked as a tutor, so we're happy to have her.
Ruth, tell me about your experience as a tutor. Go ahead.
Well, it's really a lot of fun. First of all, our tutors have very different skill sets. Some of them are former teachers. Others are professionals in a different field. Some are moms or grandmothers who have a little free time, who really believe in the message of reading and literature and understand how important that is. So it's a lot of fun. And people often come to me and say, oh, I'd like to be a tutor, but I don't know how. Well, we do a lot of training. So if you're really devoted to this, we can train you. There's a lot of wonderful materials. And if you think you have something to offer, you do.
I kind of feel like reading is something that people take for granted or assume as a given, and that's not always the case.
I would agree with that 100%. And reading really opens the world of thought to all of us. When you can read, you can go deeper into understanding other people. You can understand the history. And that's an important thing. This is the anniversary of our country, to really understand our history. Literature can also teach you to value other cultures and what other people believe and why they believe that. And on a very practical nature, it can really help you with career advancement. Being a good reader these days is really very, very important in moving your career forward. And also, who doesn't enjoy reading a good novel?
Exactly. And just because we're having this technological revolution where we have things like Kindles to read novels instead of books, you still need to be able to read on a Kindle.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think reading in general, we work with adults and the literacy volunteers, but one of our real important principles is while we work with adults, we encourage parents, grandparents, other adult family members to read to their children. It is so important. Or you can read a little bit and then give a child a book and help them open the pages of that book and understand what it's about. I think it's a priceless gift.
You know, I find that is one way to really trigger a child's imagination is to get them reading at an early age. I've seen that happen with my own nieces and nephews, and I remember that from when I was a kid.
Yeah, and we're excited because we have a family literacy program that we're just starting right now. It's funded through the Wyckoff Foundation out of Geneva. And we're going to be working with our learners who are parents and provide them with the tips and skills so that they can promote literacy at home with their children, regardless of the age. And they'll also be working on another project directly with their tutor that will help them improve their personal literacy. But it's interesting as they're putting together the curriculum for that and targeting those tips and advice to the age of the child, right? Like even an infant, they're not going to understand the words that you say, but it's the sound of your voice, the cadence of your speaking, even doing rhyming and nursery songs. Those have real impact on language development among children. And so letting parents know that it's always a good idea to read to their kids, regardless of age, and promoting it all the way up through, you know, middle school as long as you can, right? Or reading a book with your child and then discussing it as they're older. Those are all really important skills and activities that promote literacy with the youth. And I also think help create a stronger relationship with the parents.
We're talking with Liz Searle and Ruth Kahn from Literacy Volunteers of Ontario Yates here on FLX Morning. We've spent a few minutes talking about literacy and talking about kids and adults. There are other services that Literacy Volunteer of Ontario Yates offers, which include prepping for the U.S. citizenship exam. We've had some examples of that that we've talked to in a prior visits here on FLX Morning, pursuing the GED or the high school equivalency diploma, even in gaining and refreshing literary skills for things like trade certifications or the military entrance exam.
Yeah, it's always interesting when we have folks that are kind of looking for something outside our traditional, just general tutoring. It's fun for us. We have a learner right now who's actually preparing for the, as you mentioned, the military entrance exam, the ASVAB. So we can really work with anyone who's looking to improve kind of any aspect of their literacy. And that's something that is just really fulfilling for our learners and our tutors.
An important thing to remember too, I think, is as we reach out to all, we have all these wonderful tutors, and we have our board members, our community members. So we're really deep in the community in terms of volunteers, but there are no charges for any of these services. You know, we start thinking about college tuition and blah, blah, blah. We don't do that. It's everything we have is free. Occasionally a student might wish to buy a particular book or something, but all the tutoring hours, all the work the board does to try to reach out to the community, that's all free.
And I want to share another fun fact with you from the Literacy Volunteers Ontario Yates website, which, by the way, is lvoy.org, lvoy.org. Last fiscal year, there was just shy of 8,800 volunteer hours put in, 8,756 to be exact. If you do the math and you divide that by the number of hours in a day, comes out to 364.83. That's almost an entire year, just short of it.
Yeah, we're fortunate to have folks who are really committed. And because of the volume of tutors that we have and the number of hours that they give throughout the year, as well as our office volunteers and, of course, our board members with all of their meetings and sharing their advice, that all adds up. And the organization and the community are the ones who benefit.
And Ruth, being a board member, you can speak to the value of nonprofit organizations like an LVOY and what they offer to the community. You touched base on one of those things being that the board members are pretty well tied in with the community, so they've kind of got their finger on the pulse of what's going on, but that's not the only benefit.
No, it's not. And you know, there are, we need sources of income. You know, we have wonderful donors who just write us a check every year and say, thank you, and we believe in what you're doing. And we let them see by inviting them to picnics with our students and all kinds of things, so they can really get a sense of the value of how the tutoring translates into people's lives and improvement in their lives and the opportunities for their families. But we also have had a number of grants. One of them Liz mentioned with the family reading. We just finished a grant from the Rochester Area Foundation, helping people who already have jobs really develop those jobs into more meaningful careers. So we really rely on our community in every sense of the word. Both other organizations in the community recognize how important what we do is. And many of those organizations, even though they're already nonprofits, make a contribution to our work because they believe in literacy. So we have many community volunteers, both organizations and individuals.
And if you'd like to help raise money for the Literacy Volunteers of Ontario Yates, there is a fun way you can do that, especially if you enjoy wine. Liz, why don't you tell us about that?
Sure. Thanks, Paul. Yeah, we do have a fundraising event coming up in April because we do support adult learning of all types. We're offering a wine tasting essentials course. It's a 4-session course being presented by local winemaker Peter Bell, who's also a board member and a former tutor. As I said, four sessions, very small, intimate classes of a maximum of 16 people. So if there's a wine lover in your life that you're looking for a gift or looking for a Valentine's Day idea, I encourage you to go to our website and check it out. It's going to be a very nice event in April.
And again, that website is lvoy.org, lvoy.org. That's got the locations, telephone numbers, email addresses. And if you'd like to make a donation, there's more information on how you can do that there as well. Ruth, Liz, thank you for joining us this morning. As always, we appreciate the info and happy to spread the word about LVOY.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you, Paul.